The small Phoenix charter school System was forced to close its doors last week due to low enrollment, and its 32 students needed to find new schools quickly. That's when the chief operating officer of the Arizona Charter Schools Association, Robert DiBacco, stepped in. He reached out to the school's principal and offered to get her in touch with someone who could help students find new schools. But DiBacco's contact was his wife, Paula Layton Salas. She runs Enrollment Experts, a paid recruiter for another Phoenix charter school, Self-Development Academy. Here to tell us more about this is the Arizona Republic investigative reporter, Craig Harris. Craig, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks
so let's get into some of these details about the connection with DiBacco and his wife, Salas. And even this idea that they're getting paid a certain amount of money for how many students go to the school that they're involved with.
Right. So as you said, he contacted the school and he got a list of all the parents, all their phone numbers, all their addresses. And so then his wife went into action and started placing those kids. She gets paid about, or actually not she, she and he, they own a company together, get paid $550 per kid if they send kids to a certain school. And so they got about six of those kids to go to a certain school. They got about $3,000. And at first, the Charter Association completely defended the process. Only when we discovered that, oh, by the way, DiBacco owns this company, he was self-dealing not just to his wife but to himself, they finally put the stops on and said, well, wait a minute, we're going to make him pay the money back.
So that's the reaction at this point. What else did they say?
Well, you know, it was really interesting. They were very aggressive in attacking our reporting all day yesterday on saying that, you know, we left things out. And then I think finally some public pressure got to them. And then I contacted some of the chairman of the board of the Charter Association. I think after we did that, they realized, well, we made a big mistake.
Craig, what does this indicate about, without knowing Robert DiBacco all that well, what does it say about the approach to this? Is this something we're seeing in other charter schools, either this feeling that the rules don't apply to us, or in some cases, we don't even really have an ethics policy?
Absolutely. There is no ethics policy. At least to my understanding, at the Charter Association, I asked them for one. They didn't give it to me. Self-dealing is rampant in charter associations and charter schools around the state, whether you're talking at BASIS, which is a very good school, American Leadership Academy, where they're engaged in self-dealing for building schools, or even here, where self-dealing is, they think nothing of it. Now, this would be clearly illegal if you did it at a publicly held company. If I used inside information to help buy myself Gannett stock, I would go to prison. But for them, using inside information is kind of par for the course, and you do it all the time to continually to help themselves.
And this would also not be allowed at a district school, right?
Absolutely. If a district school did this, they would go to prison also. And so the charter schools have been allowed to be exempt from procurement laws, self-dealing laws, everything that district schools have to operate on. They don't have to play by those same rules, and that allows a lot of the founders, a lot of insiders who own and run charter schools to basically enrich themselves at taxpayers' expense.
So considering what you just said there, do DiBacco and Salas face any true consequences here?
Not really. I asked about that, and he's going to keep his job. The only thing they have to do is they have to give the money back, which, you know, I saw some tweets today. It's kind of like you get caught. Now, I'm not saying this, but some people said, well, you robbed a bank or you stole a TV and you gave it back. Well, it's okay. Everything's fine. But the question comes, what might seem very unseemly to folks is paying what some folks have called an actual bounty, taking a kid and who's a free agent and sending him to a certain school and getting $550. And that's your tax dollars to send a kid there. And the ethical issues come up because what are some of these recruiters then offering parents as kickbacks to get their kids to go to certain charter schools?
Well, so in essence, were any of the parents, I assume none of them were aware of these things until your reporting came about, they were anticipating maybe this person was trying to put them with the best school, not the best school that might benefit the people doing the moving around here.
Right. The parents I talked to and one of the other principals at a school that they tried to fleece some of his kids from his school, they were never told they were going to get money. They were the Peyton Salas, Paula Salas basically just said, I'm trying to get your kid into a better school. She never disclosed to any of these parents that she was getting what would amount to a kickback from this other school, which comes from our tax dollars.
And in our last couple of seconds here, Craig, so this isn't a ton of money we're talking about, but like you said, this happens a lot. Are other states cracking down on this kind of thing? Is this allowed everywhere there are large charter school systems?
My understanding is I think it is illegal in some other states. And even though it's not a large amount of money, it amounts to $3,000 for 3 days worth of work. That's $1,000 a day. that's a lot of money for a lot of people. Oh, in the big scheme of things, it's not millions of dollars, but $1,000 a day is a pretty good payday for not a whole lot of work.
Arizona Republic investigative reporter Craig Harris. Craig, thanks.
Thank you very much.